Hi there, welcome to the Institute of Wellbeing. Thank you for joining this podcast, and I'd like to introduce you to this new series called Developing Brilliant People.
The first podcast is a four-part series with Simon Woolley, the founder of Operation Black Vote and also the chair of the Race Disparity Unit. We are going to tackle some serious issues in these conversations.
And this is one of my favourite podcasts. It's called Bling, Love and Reading.
The thing I want to ask you is, do you think this music, and I love music, my son wants to be a producer.
Right.
Do you think some of the music has some very negative connotations and false ambitious perspectives?
It's a good question. And I think it's complicated. So here's the thing about it. Here's the thing. Think about this for a second. White middle class kids listen to drill music, but still go on to Oxford and Cambridge and get top jobs.
Yes.
So it's not the music in of itself
right.
That leads people down a path. But that, along with other elements, can easily do that. So for the black kid, the music that they're listening to is not something about other people. It can easily translate as, this is how I want to be. And so when they listen to the music, they see it as swagger, anti-establishment, being important. They watch the videos of these guys burning money, throwing money up in the air, doing all the swagger stuff. So with my son, is that I don't want to try and ban him from, although I'll say to him when I hear the profanities, I say, turn it off, because, you know, I like the rhythm, but I'm not accepting profanities, the misogyny.
Yes.
But even more important to that, what you mentioned before was how you interact with your son or daughter. I find that boys find it difficult to read. What I've said to my son is that, look, let's do it together. You read a page, I'll read a page, let's discuss. And or sometimes I'll get a download on an audio book. Let's listen together. Someone told me a very, very simple kind of lesson very, very early on. She said to me, listen, Simon, that you put 1% into your child, you'll get 10% back. So whatever you put in, it translates tenfold with your child.
Wonderful.
And the earlier the better. Now, I never had any trouble with that concept because, you know, this is the most precious thing in my life. But some people struggle with it. So we've got to teach parents of the true love of being a parent. Not just for them to give, but for them to receive.
Yes.
It's not a one-way street. But I think sometimes, because we're so busy with the bling and this, that, and the other, we forget that this is a two-way street, that we become better people by giving, and that we teach our kids to give, too. So it's not a walk in the park, but I think your concept of picking this problem up, unpicking it, and then building it afresh from leadership, from the different components. But our conversation began, if you like, on well-being, on how to do things better, more thoughtfully. I think it's critical for all the other aspects.
Yes, in any stage of life.
In any stage.
Absolutely.
I think there's also what we don't have today that we had when we were younger was what I call a counter narrative in terms of music.
Right.
We used to hear all sorts of stuff.
That's right.
But we had Bob Marley.
Yeah.
We had Dennis Brown. We had people that offered a counter narrative.
Right.
And we had a home where we were socialized in strong values and strong culture that gave us an alternative reference point.
Right.
To the music that we were listening to. Unfortunately, I think that there has been
A narrow,
Yes.
Dumbing down.
Yes. And also an undermining of black culture as second and third generations try to assimilate. One of the things they say in sociology, the third generation hypothesis, by the time we get to the third generation, they're jettisoning all the values that kept the first and the second generation. Yeah. And so we've got that, and we've got people being socialized within that context without no cultural narrative in terms of the way they live, without a musical narrative that contradicts what they're hearing. And so you've got this single story coming into people's heads. And I think that's potentially dangerous.
My son will sometimes turn around to me and say, Dad, why are you sounding so white? Sound like a black man. And we know he's joking. But he half isn't joking.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, what son? You want me to sound street? Mm. And I'm thinking, because that is the prevailing narrative that our kids want to accept as being black, not multifaceted.
No.
And I'm saying, son, you've got to understand that you need to talk a certain way to be taken seriously.
Yes.
You need to dress a certain way. So the only reason why Jay-Z and other than rap stars can wear their trousers down behind is because they're multi-millionaires.
Yes.
If you're not a multi-millionaire, you're getting arrested.
Yeah.
You're not respected.
Exactly.
So you have to understand what you need to do. But we have to have those conversations with our kids. And yes, me and my son can laugh and this, that and the other. But, you know, I know that by and large, he respects me.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that he's just articulating what his friends are saying what the pull factors are. In certain ways.
And it's important that you've observed that and not just castigated for being cheeky or rude, but observing that this is the pull, this is what he's contending with.
Being a parent today is a very challenging task. There's a fine line between being in charge, being that protector, that nurturer and provider, versus the one who feels under pressure to support the child in negative behavior. Oftentimes, parents feel intimidated into buying the latest gadgets and gizmos for their children. And those could be the latest smartphones, whether they're Android or iPhones, or the latest Nike trainers or Adidas. Just remember this, children do not come along with manuals. And how you create a culture to raise your child in the best environment really is down to you. Reading with your child is actually more valuable than providing the latest brand bits and pieces. Playing with your child, even at an older age, is still vitally important in child development. You may not be playing with Ludo and Buckaroo, but you may actually start playing tennis or squash or going to the gym with your teenager. The act of love in a child is what really does sustain a child all the way through their adult life. I've heard of stories where children feel abandoned and their lives become chaotic. Think about how you're going to raise your child. Think deliberately about loving your child. And remember, loving your child is not in excess with things you provide, but it really is a matter of the heart. If you would like further information, please do visit us at www.tiow.org. If you want to become a champion, just put in the / after .org and put in the word champion. The Instagram handle is The Institute of Wellbeing. I would love you to also connect with us on Twitter and Facebook with the handle @iWellbeing.